Good afternoon.
Hello, David.
Hello?
Hello, David Kluber?
Yes.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Not too bad, ma'am. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. Thank you for taking time. I hear it's afternoon, I guess, for you, so happy afternoon to you.
Thank you.
We got the information from Keon about your dog detection team, and because you're from the area, I'd like to learn a little more about you and what you're doing and how you got into the job and all that. So you're a native of Buckley.
Okay. Yes. Originally, well, I moved to Buckley shortly after high school.
Okay.
So,
where'd you go to school?
Like when I was in college, my parents ended up moving to Buckley, and then that's where I basically have had my residency for the past 7 years, okay. 9 years, something like that.
Where'd you go to school?
Sterling High School.
Where's that?
And then I went to Sterling High School up in Sterling, Illinois.
Okay.
And then I went to Millikan University down in Decatur.
What did you study?
History.
Wow. Why did you go into history?
I've always been interested in it. It's been the one thing that's always kept me going with wanting to educate myself more. I've just always had a passion with this. My dad probably instilled that more in me than anything else. So.
Then how'd you end up in the Marines?
About my senior year of college, I was looking at either going into the officer program or going enlisted, and I wanted to be guaranteed an infantry spot in the Marine Corps, so I chose to go enlisted. I don't know. I've always felt like I've had a calling to join the Marine Corps. I watched San Andreas Regime with my father, the movie starring John Wayne, when I was like 7 years old, and ever since then I told him how I wanted to join the Marine Corps. And it's just always been a passion for me to be a Marine. So when I was a senior in college, I decided that I was just going to go ahead and join the Corps.
So what year did you graduate college?
2008.
Okay, so you've been in for about 3 years now.
Yes, ma'am.
How have you found it so far? What? How many tours have you done? How many times
this
have you
been? This is my second one.
Second? What'd you do the first time?
This is my second. I was in Afghanistan the first time also.
So are you always, I get really confused with the military and all your battalions and such. Have you always been a part of this 3-6 Marines?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. The only difference is last year I was with a different company within 3-6.
Okay.
I was in weapons company. As a member of the 81 millimeter mortar platoon.
80 millimeter.
However, this what's that, ma'am?
Go ahead.
Oh, and in this deployment, I'm a part of the headquarters and service company. Well, that's really the only difference.
What is that difference?
This deployment, I'm in a platoon, which is called JUMP. However, we actually run personal security detail for the colonel.
Okay.
He's the commander of the 3rd Battalion, 6th Marines.
How did you find, when did you first go over there? What were the dates?
When did you first
go over to Afghanistan? When?
My first, 2010.
2010. And how did you find things when you first went over?
I'll, What do you mean? I'm sorry.
What kind of, you were part of infantry then, so I'm sure there was a lot
yes,
of action.
Ma'am.
So, shootings, were you part of any battles?
Yes, ma'am. I was actually part of when 3rd Battalion, 6th Marine took Marja, Afghanistan.
Okay.
I was involved in that, and my role was just a 81 millimeter section, and I was basically the fire direction center chief. My job was basically to make sure the guns, the 81 millimeter mortars, fired at in the correct places and at the correct times. My job was basically to make sure that all the data was accurate so that the guns would fire accurately and hit the targets that they were supposed to.
And then you were sent over the second time. How long have you been over there?
We've been over here
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you still there?
Yes. How long have you been over there?
Oh, since June.
Since June. So when did the dog program begin?
What's that, ma'am?
When did the detection dog program begin?
I'm not honestly sure. Mm-hmm. when the program actually was started. However, I know that they brought it back. Like it was kind of a lost program after Vietnam. Most of the dogs that were used in the military were shepherds, mostly just for MPs. And then when the wars over here started, they kind of wanted to figure out some other way of detecting for improvised explosive devices or roadside bombs that they use over here as their most primary weapon. And they found that the dogs could smell out the HME, the homemade explosives. And so that's when the dog program really started, like, taking off, and it's really taken off in the past, ever since at least 2004, it's really taken off. Most of the infantry, we use labs, so we don't have, the shepherds that the MPs do. However, the MPs, the military police, they use the shepherds, and their dogs are also trained for drugs as well as improvised explosive devices. However, we use mostly just labs because they can be given from, because in the infantry we change billets a lot. Not necessarily we always be a dog handler in every deployment that you do. So our dogs have to be able to bond real another. To bond with that new handler. So
how did you get a part of it? You volunteered, you say?
Actually, yes, ma'am. Our dog, her last deployment, and thought it was a really interesting job, and I just volunteered for it. I told my They were more than happy to send me to the dog program.
So, what's your dog's name?
That's J-A-W-D-Y.
Okay. J-A-W-D-Y?
Yes, ma'am.
So what's it like being responsible for a dog over there too? I mean, is it kind of like your pet too?
We really can't because of, I mean, in a way they are. Like, we can still have, we there's a certain type of fun that you have with, it's kind of hard in a way to distinguish, like, when the dog's a pet and when it's not. And you really have to, the dog understands that, too. She oftentimes will try to be a pet for the majority of her time, but it's just, you kind of have to watch how you play with her. She has to be on, like, a real strict schedule, like only getting so much food at this time in the morning and this time in the evening, making sure that she gets out of her kennel at certain times, just kind of running her and just keeping her sharp on the commands in order to, like, make sure that she can clear the route that your patrol wants. So.
Why does it have to be so strict with food and wake up and such?
It's just, it's kind of like keeping the dog is like, the dog's actually a Marine. They're treated as Marines, like, in a little bit of a way. Like, they have their own rank. It's just the more strict that you are with the dogs, the more that they understand that they have a job to do. It's kind of like, it's a little bit of a balance that it is, like, being a dog handler. You have to really, like, balance, like, how the dog gets treated, like, if it's, you know, petting it too much, petting it too little, feeding, you know, everything's just, with the dog is just a balance. Even their behavior can show you that they need a lot of balance. So
how does this dog work?
Basically, when...
Go ahead.
What's that?
You go ahead.
Basically, like, when we're out on patrol and I get out of the truck, or, you know, we leave the either way, I'm out in front and I tell Jotty to hunt it up, or I just, you know, give her a back, and she takes off and searches the road, like watches where I watch where she's sniffing at, and then she kind of, every now and then I can blow my whistle, she'll sit down, she'll look at me, and then I can give her a new direction where I want her to go other than that, or I can have her come back to me, and until I see, like, a sketchy area, choke point, anything like that, and then I can send her and check that out. Basically, I use her as much as I can in order to clear out the route that's the safest for the patrol that's going out, or my platoon, as we're out on patrol, I should say. Does that answer your question, or
It's very, very good.
Okay.
How much longer will you be over there?
To be honest, I really don't know. I always joke around like that, or at least I'd always tell my family that, you know, I'm coming home whenever the colonel tells me to get on the bird. So, you know, that's really all we really know. Like, we have a, you know what I mean? Like, we most likely will be home in the first week of January, but we don't know the exact day,
okay.
If that makes any sense. So.
How much longer are you in the service then?
I have 7 more months.
You have what?
I have 7 more months. I get out in June of 2012.
And are you going to stay out?
Not sure yet. So, I'm most likely going to get out. And, you know, I've really enjoyed being in the Marine Corps. I've really enjoyed serving my country and doing my time. It's just I'd like to, get their husband. Hard just being away from her. So, you know, I'm just trying to get a job, maybe go back to school, do something, you know, in order to, you know, be a better civilian than what I ever could have been, you know, if I wasn't already a Marine. So.
So what about when you have your next pet? Are you gonna
What's
be
able, that?
When you have your next pet, when you've got your family and you have your dog, will it be hard to distinguish between the two types of dogs?
My wife says it is. Like, after we came home from, or after I came home from dog handling school, she teased me a lot. It was really hard for me to not treat our dogs as if they were working dogs. you know, we have two basset hounds. And, you know, I was all of a sudden Amber's like, hey, we got bad sounds, Dave. They're not supposed to sniff anything out for you, you know, pack. So, you know, I think it's, you know, depending on, like, even when you come back from here, even, like, even there's a simple transition from being on base and being with your family that everybody... And, you know, yeah, sometimes I think everybody in the Corps and everybody in the military always has that spouse that always tells them to relax a little bit. But, yeah, I don't think it's going to be too bad. It's not going to be too bad of a transition, I don't think. So.
Have you had any...
That was your question, correct?
That was exactly my question. What about have any big excitement with your dog? With Rowdy?
Jotty.
Jotty,
Her name's Jotty.
Sorry.
No problem. It's as of right now, I have not yet. However, she second dog. First dog saved my life. Two other Marines. He laid down on a bomb, and it exploded on him. I've had more excitement I've had with being a dog handler thus far this deployment.
What was the first dog's name?
Archie.
Archie?
Yes. Yeah, it was an Archie Bunker. Yeah, he had a lot of nicknames.
So how long have you had Jotty then?
I've had her since August.
August, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And Archie, you came over in June, right?
Yeah, he came over. I had him in handling school back in April.
Oh,
so we had been together for about, you know, 5 months or so. But, I was really proud of him.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Okay. A couple more questions. What was your wife's name?
Amber.
Amber.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have kids?
No, I do not.
And what about your parents?
Dan and Ellen Kluver.
Jan and Owen?
They right now reside in, what's that?
Jan and Owen?
Ellen. E-L-L-E-N.
Okay. And your dad's name, how do you spell your dad's name?
Dan.
Dan. Sorry about that. And you say they reside somewhere else now?
Yeah, they live in Milford, Illinois.
Milford?
So.
I'm from Milford.
Yes, ma'am.
But Amber's still in Buckley?
Oh, really?
Yep.
No, she's North Carolina.
She's in North Carolina.
We live right off base. So.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to say?
I was just going to let... I forgot to tell you that when they... Fine night. They actually lay down in order to. originally, you know, they're not typically that would not, if dog wouldn't weigh enough to actually set off the bomb, but it just,
That's
to answer all your questions.
Yes, sir. Okay. So yes, I hope to write this up and should be in maybe Monday's paper, so hopefully it gets around to you somehow. Do you have any pictures?
I'm sure.
Do you have any pictures that can be emailed? I don't know what kind of access you have, but if you have used to a computer or any photos of you and your dog? Or you and your family?
I have a few of me and my I have actually or just photos of anything, and then you can just pick out whatever you want.
Okay, what was that?
Which you have a few of, like, dog, like, just me to send you, like, a couple of each, and then you got what you want to use?
That sounds good, I think. Just send me a couple pictures, and that's fine. Do I need to go through...
Okay.
Can you take down my email address? Is that easiest?
I can.
Okay.
Can.
You ready?
I am.
Reporter, R-E-P-O-R-T-E-R, at, and I'll spell...
R-E-P? What's that?
Reporter, R-E-P-O-R-T-E-R.
Okay.
At.
Yep.
And I'll spell this. I N T R A N I X. It's intranet.
I A P R.
.com. Well, can I take down your email as well?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Mine is Kluvers, C-L-U-V-R-S 09 at yahoo.com.
Okay, I think I got that, and I will send you off an email right now telling you what I'm looking for.
Okay.
And that would be great.
Okay.
I think that's all I really need right now. If I have any questions, then I'll email you. But thank you very, very, very much for your time and very much for your service.
Hey, thank you for the interview. I'm very... I really do.
Next time you're in Milford, maybe I'll see you.
Sounds good.
Thank you, sir.
I have gone. I do like to eat it now when I go there.
Well, you are among many. Okay, great. Thank you.